not compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No more man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy.
Oh, what an awesome song. Just worship him on a Monday morning.
No one on earth deserves the praise that's
seen. Yeah, he's a good God. Amen.
Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you.
To you.
Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Oh, that's good this morning. Feel the presence of the Lord on that.
Lord, I bring
an offering to you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Any good? Hope you're doing well this morning. Welcome to the Monday edition. Today is September the 14th of 2020, the Monday edition of the Pulse WV Live in the morning. And I am your host this morning, Pastor John Fowler from the Gasway campus. And I hope you had a great weekend. Wow, busy weekend. A lot of great things going on this past weekend. Got to preach in Braxton County. Twice I got to preach, and I preached at a tent revival, and that was up in Braxton County for Pastor Chris and Nikki Calgar, and they had a three-day meeting, and it was just wonderful, and just felt the presence of the Lord. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Larry. I hope you're doing well, and as well as Nellie and Dad out in Jackson County, and J.D. Weitzel. And Don up in Braxton County, and they took a group from our church camping this past weekend, and so what an awesome time they had. I saw the pictures on Facebook, and they're going to have a show on Sunday next week with some pictures involved in that. Hey, Connie, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. And we're doing something. We keep adding things as the Lord gives me. The leadings on these things. So if you have if you want prayer this morning over something, then I encourage you to call in at 304-364-4164. If you want prayer for a sickness, you have something going on that you need prayer over, 304-364-4164. We'll take your calls this morning, and we would just love to be able to pray with you and to ask God to help you in every area of your life. So we are excited about what God is doing, and God is faithful. We had a great time Sunday morning at the Pulse in Gasaway, had a great time on Saturday night, and then we had a great time on Friday night here at the Connect Center in Taze Valley, where we had the heavy hitters, John Sandy, Tim Morris. Jonathan Sandy was also with us, who is John and Cynthia's son, and he just gave us a great perspective on things, as well as my wife Christy Fowler. And so we continue to do that on Friday nights, and it's politics and Christianity, and it works. I mean, who said it doesn't work? And I think that that's what's going on in the world today, that pastors are not talking about what's going on in politics. And so I think we need to talk about those things so that we can help educate people to be what God has called them to be. Amen. So I'm just really excited about that. So if you have a prayer request this morning, or not a prayer request, but you want special prayer, 304-364-4164 today, the Pulse WV Live in the morning. And we are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcast as well as we are on Google Play. Marty, good morning. Glad to have you all in church yesterday morning. It was an awesome service, and thank you, Marty, for being there. And we hope that you all enjoyed yourself. Hope you'll be back. So here, let me just kind of give you an itinerary of the week. On Wednesday night, we do what you call Wednesday Reconnect. Reconnect Wednesday, actually, is what it's called. And we have it's called the Pulse Experience. It's basically a church service, but we have a hip name to it, called the Pulse Experience. And then there's preaching and worship, and so we get together and we do that. And then on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. we have connect groups. Basically, it's like a remix of Sunday school, but we have several groups that meet because I felt like that the church wasn't getting fed like it needed to be fed. And so I just felt like that the Lord wanted to add some things to it. So I'm just pretty excited about that. Last Friday, I talked about a sermon series that I got into. It was called Temptation Doesn't Belong to You. I also spoke this on Saturday. I preached it on Wednesday night in Gasaway. I preached it on Saturday night. I talked about it on Friday on the show, and then I talked about it and preached on it and added some extra things to it on Saturday. And so we got to add some things. So I want to do part two, and then we'll get this one behind us. But it never gets behind us due to the fact of there's just so many things that you can just add into it that from the Word of God. And I'm just really excited just to be able to share it with you today. And so let's pray. Jesus, we love you today, and we thank you, God, for the ones that are watching today and the ones that are going to watch it all over the world today and listen to it all over the world. Father, we pray in Jesus' name, Father, that you will lead us, you will guide us, you will direct us. And Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor for it. Just pray for your hand on me to teach this morning, and we give you thanks and praise for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. So let's get into something here that I believe that is one of the biggest flaws, so to speak, of the church that we need to work on. You say, well, the church has flaws. Well, I think it does in some areas because a lot of pastors are teaching still yet that we are to sin every day. And so that's just something that you're taught, you know, from way back when. And I was taught that also. But when you think about, and you think about this in Romans chapter 6 and verse 12, look at this. Now let's go back to verse 11 because there's a good West Virginia word in there. Likewise, reckon, that's a good word, right? Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, unto sin, but alive in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, when you think about being dead to sin, what does that mean? If you're dead, that means that you're not alive to it. That means you are dead to it. So if you're dead to sin, then that means you don't do it. That means that you don't commit sin because you're dead to it. Now let's back up a little bit into some other things that I think that will help you. Good morning, Danielle. Hope you're doing good. I've been praying for you and your children and being able to get the school work and all that. So I pray that that's happening today. But when you look in this, now look at verse 4. It says, therefore, if we are buried with him in baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. So every morning, you got to walk in the newness of life. Grace is new every morning. We've been renewed every morning. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified, the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So we have to get out of the sin business. We can't serve sin. Let me give you an example of what serving sin means. It means, this is good, I just got this, we cater to it. We cater to sin. Basically, we become a waitress or a waiter to our sin. We are feeding, wow, we are feeding sin. We are pampering sin. Now that's good. Wow, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for that word. And so we can't cater to sin if we're dead to it. The old man is crucified with Christ in verse 6 of 6 in Romans. Because we're in the likeness of his resurrection, which means that we're in the newness of God. And we're walking in him. The old man's crucified. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So let me ask you this. Where do we have to serve sin? We don't have to. Because if we're dead to it, and I'm going to get over into something else that will help you, that goes back to the message that I preached a couple times this past week. Good morning, Regina. Hope you're doing all right. Good to have you watching this morning. If you have a something that we've added to the Pulse WV Live in the morning, is if you want to call in, anybody wants to call in for prayer, And we'll pray for you this morning. 304-364-4164. 304-364-4164. And we'd love to pray for you if you have not a prayer request, but you specifically would like to have prayer. So we want to pray for you today. So we're dead to sin. So for he that is dead to sin is freed from sin. Well, hallelujah, right there it is. So we are free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. And in that he is dead, he died, and he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, and that's where I got into this verse, but I want to go back and get those other ones. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if we are alive in Jesus, then we're going to be dead to sin, but we can't be alive in Jesus and alive in sin also. It's contrary to the word. It's a competition between the spirit and the man. So we have to be so careful. Good morning, Joe Steele. Hope you're doing well today. Thanks for joining today. So when you think about this, and then this even gets better. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in the lust thereof. Okay, so if we are catering to sin, that means we are serving sin. That means we basically put on a bow tie and we go to the restaurant of hell and we serve sin. We serve whatever sin that you've committed, whether it's lust or wherever it's greed, whatever it may be, backbiting, gossip. Christians are horrible about gossip. Slander. Christians will slander one another. Oh, it's horrible. But yet we get up there on Sunday morning and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, and we speak in tongues and we shout and we hoop and holler, but yet we are slandering people. Stop slandering people. It's sin. Just thought I'd share that with you. So if we're dead to sin, then we're dead to the flesh. Wow. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lust thereof. Okay, now here's where it just even gets awesome. It's awesome. I learned a new word the other day. I had to write it down because it took the place of, you ever heard the word woke? You know, man, that's woke. That back in my day, that would be hip. But now there's a good one. There's a new one called base. He's base. Not based, but base. That's what we learned on the talk show. Michelle Estep, good morning. Hope you're doing well today. Thank you for joining the Pulse WV Live morning, in the morning. Lindsay changed the name. She put in the morning on it. So that's what we are now. So she's our producer. She knows this stuff. So let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it the lust thereof. Now this is the wonderful verse here. Verse 13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Okay, so let's think about this. How can a person that has the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, which is who we are, be unrighteous in our actions and our members? Because we can be if we choose to be. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. One of the biggest instruments that we yield to sin is our tongue. Is our tongue. And we have to be so careful not to allow our tongue to control us or to sin. It's just, we can't do it because you say, well, you know, I'm weak. Well, when you are weak, He is strong. Where's the excuse? Where do you draw the line here? Because we have the power of the Holy Ghost that is inside of us that enables us to be able to not sin. And what you have to do is you have to understand the Word of God and know the Word of God. And I know that this is not, my mentor, James Ashworth, used to tell me this all the time. He says, now I know, brother, that's not popular teaching. It's not popular teaching, but it's the truth. Okay, here we go. You ready? In Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21. Proverbs chapter 18, 21, if you have your Bibles. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So there is a offspring of death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. This scripture is so misquoted. People say many times, they say death and life is in the power, or life and death is in the power of the tongue. No, it's death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what happens, it goes back to verse 13 of Romans chapter 6. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself to God as those that are alive from the dead. Now look at that. Alive from the dead. So if your flesh is dead, then you're alive in Jesus. And I'm talking about crucifying the flesh, not allowing the flesh to have its way in your life. You know, it's like, well, he makes me mad, or, you know, she's good looking, I want to take her to bed, or he's good looking and I want to take him to bed, and you're married and you're not married. But you see, that's the flesh. That's the flesh. Well, you know, there's a $20 bill laying on the table and you try to take it because that's just, you need it. Well, that's stealing. You got to get dead to the flesh. The flesh cannot have its right. But if you feed the flesh, whatever you feed will grow. So if you keep feeding the flesh, then it'll outgrow the spirit. But if you feed the spirit, then it will overshadow the flesh, and the flesh will die. Starve your flesh. So important to starve your flesh. Don't let it have its way. Alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Okay, well, think about ways that we can use our members not as unrighteousness, but using our members as righteousness. How can we use our eyes as righteous? I want to challenge you today to figure this out, and give me your comments as we go through the Bible study this morning. I'd love to hear your comments. So what are some areas that you can use your members as righteousness? One would be your tongue, your mouth, being used as righteousness, preaching the gospel. Your hands could be used laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's righteousness. Now, let me give you how you can use your hands as unrighteousness. Punching somebody in the nose. It's not righteous. That's unrighteous. How can you use your mouth as unrighteous? Well, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. Well, obviously, if you're doing that, you don't have much mind. Because Jesus wants us to have control of the flesh. Isn't that good? That's good. Okay. Now, this goes back to what I was preaching on this past week and on my soapbox. I want you to get this because it's so important that you do. And like I say, good morning. If you are just now joining us, you're tuned in to the Pulse WV Live in the morning. And we would love to pray for you this morning. If you have a sickness or you have a need that you would like for us to pray for, you'd be on the air at 304-364-4164, 304-364-4164. Or you can text us your prayer request if you choose to do that as well. But we would love to hear from you, love to hear where you're watching from. Okay, now here is where... I spent a lot of time. It's over in James. And it's James chapter 1 and verse 15. James chapter 1, 15. Let's go over there. James chapter, if you're driving, I understand if you don't have the Word of God out. And because it's important, the way people drive. All righty. Now, let me go back and get a couple of verses here. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. So remember what I shared with you the past few days, is that if you will not draw away from Jesus, then you will not be enticed by your own lust. If you continue to walk with Jesus, because there is strength in walking with Jesus, but there is disobedience in allowing the flesh to have its way in your life. That means that you're sinning. You're practicing sin. You know, the Bible says that if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, not when you sin. You want to get out of the sin business. You want to make the sins that you have, get victory over them, get control over them, and God will help you. You say, well, I don't know how. I'm teaching that to you today. You've got to get in with Jesus. You have got to continue to have this Bible study. Get a prayer time. You've got to pray and fast and just turn loose of the world, because the world has nothing to offer you. Okay. So, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. So, are we tempted? If we're not drawn away from our own lust and enticed, if we're not drawn away from Jesus, and that's what I said, what are we drawn away from? We're drawn away from Jesus. If we draw ourselves away from the Holy Spirit, just like Adam and Eve in the garden, and when Jesus said, where are you? Where are you? From our own lusts, not from your wife's desires or your husband's desires or your children's desires. Well, we just haven't had a chance to go to church lately because our kids are in softball or baseball, or if they're still playing soccer, you know. It used to be when I was growing up, we did not play sports on Sunday until after church, and we didn't play them on Wednesday night. But then here's what happens. You draw your kid, you take your children out of church on Wednesdays. You take your children out of church on Wednesdays, and then you call the pastors when they're on drugs or they're pregnant or they're going through this or they're going through that, because you've taken them out of God's Word. And you've taken them out of church. So we have to be so careful in doing that. Our kids went to Christian school. They shut down early on Wednesday, and we didn't have anything on. We didn't play sports on Wednesday, or didn't play them on. But I went to school in a public school, and we didn't play sports on Wednesdays and Sundays. And it's put families in a horrible predicament. But if you say and you stand for it, and you say, I'm not doing this. See, that's the problem. The church has caved. We've basically done what a cattle does. You know, they wrap their feet and throw them in the back of a truck and take them to market. That's what the church has done. And we have to stand up for what we know is right. For when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Now, I want to talk about that verse. I talked about it a couple of times. Those that have been with me this past week, and I'm going over this again because I want to make sure that we get it, because it is the Word of God, the infallible Word of God. But every man that is tempted when he is drawn, you will be tempted when you're drawn away. That means when drawn, and here's another thing that I can give you here. When you are drawn away, that means you are swayed. That means you are lured into a different direction. That means that you've been taken down the wrong path. When he is drawn away from his own lust, that means drawn. That means something has drawn. You've allowed your flesh to take you out of the path of Jesus to the path of Satan, to the path of darkness. And you've got to get out of that, and you've got to bring yourself back to the spirit of light, because that's where the joy is. That's where the happiness is. You know, if you find yourself in your emotions are like a roller coaster up and down, where are you with Jesus? Because let me tell you something. Jesus says to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding. So if you're not abounding, if you're not steadfast, if you're moving around, then that tells you that you need to do a checkup from the neck up and ask Jesus to help you to get where you need to be. If you need prayer this morning, 304-364-4164. 304-364-4164. I'm Pastor John Fowler from The Pulse in Gassaway. You're watching The Pulse WV Live in the morning. We do this 5 days a week at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts as well as Apple Play and Facebook. And we are also on right now, and we are simulcasting on YouTube. So we are just all over the network. So I encourage you to share. I encourage you to share, and then I go on, and it's like one share, and the share was mine. It's like sharing it to my Facebook. So I encourage you to share this. Take just a moment and share it. It would be your evangelism for the day, and you can check it off the list. So here's how we sum this thing up here. And when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. It brings forth sin. It brings forth sin. I wonder if this is somebody who wants prayer this morning. Let's check this out here. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Pulse WV Live. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to ask for prayer.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thank you for calling in. Can we get your first name?
It's Marty.
Hey, Marty. How can we pray for you this morning?
Yeah, my husband and I just moved to the area, uh-huh. And we actually visited the church on Sunday.
Yes, and I loved having you all there. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so we're actually looking. We're going around trying to find a church. So I'm just praying for God's guidance.
Okay.
For us to hear His voice clearly, because we listened to him, and we followed his direction coming down here. So we're looking for guidance to listen, to hear his voice clearly, and to have a servant's heart.
Amen. Amen. Well, was the Pulse the first church that you tried out?
No, it's not. No. And we're really looking for God to lead us to a church. We moved from New Jersey, and we were very active in our church.
Right.
And we left with our church blessing. We were on the staff at our church, so we're looking for God to plant us somewhere where we can be as effective for the body as we were where we were.
Oh, okay.
We didn't move to stop. We moved, you know, he relocated us, and we're looking to be refired.
Oh, wow. So, can I ask a question? What did you do on staff at the church that you were at?
So my husband was actually maintenance on staff at the church. We had a school at the church. And I was church secretary, and I worked underneath. We had a connections pastor whose job it was to connect people when they came into the church. So say you had small children, we would connect you to somebody else with small children.
Wow.
Or if you were a senior, we would connect you with the seniors and kind of make that transition a lot easier for you. So I worked underneath a connections pastor.
Well, Marty, I don't think you have to look any farther than the Pulse Church. Because we need people like that. I'll tell you.
Did enjoy church yesterday. We enjoyed it a lot.
Well,
I did worship as well. My husband was involved in the men's ministry. So we wore a lot of hats around the church.
Wow. Well, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, I was so glad to see you all there. And it was just awesome you all being there. And when you lifted your hands on that first song, I thought, oh, wow, this is just awesome. And you know, normally from the lights, you can't see very, mm-hmm. very good, you know, when the lights are on the stage. But, you know, I was able to see out and notice that you all were worshiping. And I appreciate that so much. And I thank Jesus that you all were there. And, I want to pray with you about that,
okay.
You know, because here's the thing. Although you know, as a pastor, you know, you want people to be involved in what God is doing and in your work. But here's the thing. I got to be honest with you. I want you where Jesus wants you.
Amen.
Would I want you at the Pulse Church? Absolutely. Do I think it's the best place? What's your husband's name?
Rodney.
Yeah, it's Rodney. I knew it started with R, but I couldn't remember. And so when you think about that, having you all there was so awesome. But I just want you to be led, and I think that's what you're asking for. So let's do that this morning.
And anytime somebody's going to offer me prayer, I'm going to take it.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can never have enough.
No, so. Absolutely. Well, let's take time right now and pray. Church, let's pray together for Marty and for Rodney this morning. Jesus, we lift up Marty and we lift up Rodney to you this morning, and we love you, Jesus. And we just thank you, God, that you sent them as in the way of the Pulse yesterday morning. And Father God, that they were blessed and that we were blessed to have them, Father. And Jesus, I pray for your perfect will to be done in their lives.
Yes,
and Father, that you will move on their behalf, Father God, and show them, give them a confirmation that this is where they're supposed to be or where they're supposed to be, that you'll open up doors that no man will shut, and Father, that you will use them for your kingdom and your glory and your honor in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father, as moving forward, that the past is the past, past hurts are gone, past thoughts are gone, and we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. And Jesus, Lord, we're pressing forward. And Jesus, Lord, as they go through this transition, as they go through the things that that they're going through in getting moved and taking care of family, Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus for peace. We pray every financial need is met. Father, we give you glory, and we give you thanks, and we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that prayer helped you this morning. It sure helped me, Marty, and I'll tell you, I would love, you know, if there's a possibility for Christy, my wife, and I over the next few days for us to maybe sit down and take you all to dinner, we would love to do that.
I would love to connect with you guys. I think that would be great.
That's and I have your phone number now, so I will get in touch with you, and we'll work it out. Sounds good?
Yeah, we came from a very relational church, and I want to say that because I believe that that's what God is in relations. He's in he wants us to be related. He wants us to be in just to love each other and be in relation and journey with each other. And I think that I did notice that in your church. So I want to say I do believe the Spirit of God is moving.
Amen.
So, thank you very much for your prayers.
Thank you, and you have a great day. Thanks for watching and calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bless you. Bye. Well, praise God, and we're thankful that we have the opportunity to pray for people. Now, the Lord, when I woke up this morning, it's like I want you to start taking prayer requests. I want you to start doing that. So 304-364-4164 is if you have a prayer request, you have a physical need that you want prayer for, an emotional need, we will pray with you. You have a problem or a challenge in a relationship, then we're here for you at 364-4164. And we're just very thankful for Rodney and for Marty and absolutely. I will get that worked up, and we shall go out and break bread together. I love doing that. It's awesome. So when we think about bringing forth sin, and then sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Here's the key. Here's the key to this. And it goes back to the whole thing of being double-minded and unstable in all our ways. Then we can't be that way and be successful and walk in victory. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, is to walk in victory. And we can walk in victory through him, only through him. You can't do it on your own, but you can do it through Jesus. So what happens is, so when lust has conceived, that means when you have been drawn away, your own lust, and enticed, and when lust has conceived, that means, understand something. Let me write this down so I can understand it too. Okay, lust is a seed. Okay. It's almost like having a baby. The seed is in the man that conceives. When it conceives to the egg in the woman, when it conceives to the egg of the woman. So understand this, that lust is the seed, the desires. The desires, the lust, the I want my way and not God's way. Unrighteousness. When that seed conceives, and here's what it says in verse 15. When it conceives, it brings forth sin. So if it is in, understand that if that seed lays dormant, okay, then there's nothing to it because it's dead, it's dormant. But when we put life to the seed, there it is, life to the seed, then what it does is it conceives and brings forth. Now, isn't that amazing? Look at verse 14. It says that, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. But verse 15 says this, and when lust has conceived, it brings forth. So in verse 14, drawn away, and verse 15, brings forth. That means it brings forth something. And this something is not good, because what it is sin. And then when sin is finished, okay, so let's talk about this. Okay, so this sin, whatever it is, let's say that when you're 10 years old, something happened dramatic in your life, and it caused a sin gate to be open, a door to be open within your life. Let's say, for an example, that let me just use this as an example, and I don't know if this is a good example, but let's say that you played with a Ouija board and you started dabbling in witchcraft. Okay. Well, there's the seed. Okay, the seed is the topic. The seed is the topic. Okay. You know, pornography. That's the seed. That's the topic. Okay, so then what happens is it conceives. That means you've taken it to the next step. You've taken it to the next step, and the door has been opened. Satan has baited you. He's walked away. It may be depression, and it can go as far as this. It can go as far as this. Well, I feel depressed. All right? I feel depressed. Or somebody may say, well, my mom had cancer, so that means I'll get cancer. Well, right there, you're opening yourself up to demonic attack. Now, I plead the blood when I said that and apply the blood of Jesus, because that's not over me, but I'm just using that as an example. Because in Proverbs chapter 18, 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You have to be careful what you say, because you can open up doors. You can open up doors that will haunt you the rest of your life, and you'll conceive. Those things will bring, you'll be drawn away from God, and they will bring forth sin, and they will be with you for a lifetime. It may be depression. Well, because you had a breakup. Well, I'm depressed. Then people start cutting. I never did get my arms around cutting. I never did understand that. But I know people do that. But you don't have to, because Jesus has already paid for that at the cross, and you're free in Jesus' name. Okay, now let's talk about some other things. Okay, so when you think about the fact of this seed, whatever it is, it may be that you had sex at a very early age in your life. Well, then there's that soul tie that has attached itself to you, and it's not the one that you're married to. And so therefore you've really got yourself in a spot, because you've allowed premarital sex to conceive and to bring forth sin, and now that's all you think about. And see, what I'm saying to you is that whatever age you've allowed these sins to come into your life, then you start having breakfast with it. Then you graduate from high school with that sin. Then you go to the movies with that sin. And then you walk down the aisle and you get married with that sin. And then you have children with that sin. And then another spot we have to be careful of is sharing that sin with our children. And that's a whole different story and a whole different generational curses that we can get into, and we have to be careful. You do not want your children to turn out to have the same sin that you've struggled with all your life. And there's many times that happens, because it's transferred through the supernatural. And I'm not trying to be hokey pokey with you, but I'm telling you the truth. You have to be careful, and you have to kill this thing. You've got to get control of the sin that you're committing on a regular basis, and stop talking about the mountain and start talking about the mountain mover. You know, it's like there's people out there that are taking, and I'm not being disrespectful here, but let me tell you something. He wants us to walk in health. He wants us to prosper as our soul prospers. He wants us to walk in health. He's told us that he wants us to walk in health. He wants our mind to be sound. He's given us a sound mind. Looking up something. Over in, and Emmett commented on this one the other day, and he put this one out here. In 2 Timothy, it comes after 1 Timothy. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 1, chapter 7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So stop telling people and stop telling yourself that you're going crazy. It's impossible for you to go crazy if you have a sound mind. And if you look that up, 4995, let's go over into the 4995. Let's go over to the Greek, 4995. Let's see what this says. 4995. You say, well, what is that? That is, I'm looking up, let's see if I can find it. 4995. 499. It doesn't have a 995. Well, it shows that it's a 995. 4995. 4991. but it doesn't have one. Well, God has called us to have a sound mind. And so why do we struggle with anxiety, and why do we struggle with depression if God has told us that we have a sound mind? Well, you may have told yourself something different back when you were 13 years old. Oh, I'm going crazy. I'm depressed. And so just take this scripture and take a highlighter or take a pen and scratch it out, or take a piece of paper and cut it out, or take a pair of scissors and cut it out of your Bible, because you must not believe it. If you say, I think I'm going crazy, or if you're depressed, but of power and of love and of a sound mind is what God has given you. Well, it's a medical condition. Well, let me tell you something. God delivers people from medical conditions. He sets people free. He set people free in the Bible. He went across a storm, in a storm on the sea. And when he got there, when he landed, he immediately dealt with a man who was demon-possessed, who cut himself with rocks, who people were afraid of. And then the demons that were in him were subject to Jesus and the power of Jesus Christ. And he told them not to cast them out. And then he said, you know, let us go into the swines. And so he told them to go. He put them in the swines. See, what you have to understand is that because of Jesus, we have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us, that we can tell the devil to leave, and we can cast out devils, because that's what the Word of God says, and we can see people healed, delivered, and set free. But if you're not healed, delivered, and set free yourself, how can the church set the captives free if we're captive ourselves? Now, there it is right there. We've got to do this thing right. So we have power. What's the power for? Power to overcome. Power to overcome. But see, what happens is, and then what goes on in your life, is you start having breakfast with this sin. You grow up with this sin. You go out and you ride bikes with your friends with this sin. And then what happens in James chapter 1? Then there's a funeral. Because what you've done is you've grown up with this sin. You've got so used to it, it's become a part of you. And then the Bible says, when it conceives and brings forth sin, and then what happens is, when it is finished, it brings forth death. So you have nurtured this sin. You have fed this sin. And then it kills you. It started with one drink. It started with one hit. Then the next thing you know, you're addicted because you've opened that door. And then you go through all your life not living the abundant life, because you've been living in sin, in this sin. Marty says, James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Absolutely. That's a good word. And Marty, what people do many times is they leave out the first part of that. They say, well, if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. No, he won't flee from you if you don't submit yourself to God. If you don't do what verse 14 says, don't allow yourself to be drawn away of your own lust and enticed. I mean, it's just as plain as the nose on my face, and I thank you, Jesus, for the revelation. I thank you, Jesus, for the revelation on this and how good it is. So when I want to encourage you to walk in Jesus. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Let me tell you something. He will just bait you. And then when he gets you on the hook, he'll leave. And you'll destroy yourself. You'll allow that sin to destroy yourself. So that's where we are today. Wow, that's a good word. Let me tell you, he's faithful. He's a faithful God. I'm very thankful. Very thankful for what God is doing. So I want to encourage you today to walk in the newness of God. And if we walk in the newness of God, then we are not going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So I want to encourage you today to walk in the Spirit of God. Because we serve a great God, amen. So where do we end here today? What is that sin that you're struggling with? What is that sin that you're struggling with? Let's cast it into the sea. That's because it's become a mountain. And instead of dealing with it, you look around it. I'm talking about chop that thing down and get rid of it because it's hindering you from where you need to be in your relationship with Jesus. So, Father, I pray over your people today. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, for the ones that are struggling today in something. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that people will run to you. Father, Lord, that they'll come to you. Father, Lord, where they're struggling in their life. Jesus, Lord, I pray from their past to where they are today, Father God, that they will surrender their past to you and that you will bless them with an abundant life moving forward. I encourage you, church, to kick that sin out of your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, we'd love to hear from you today. We encourage you to comment on the show. The Bible study, we also encourage you to share it. Share it on Spotify as well. You can share it on Spotify as well as Google Play and also on Apple Podcast as well. And share it on Facebook as well as YouTube. And go over and subscribe to our page on YouTube, and if you would, and share that. So we are so grateful that you've become a part of what God is doing with us. And we do this every morning. Monday through Friday, except for I say every morning, Monday through Friday, but we don't do it on the weekends because we're having church and got a lot of things going on. Somebody asked me, they said, why don't you do it on Saturday and Sunday? Because you know you're preparing for Sunday morning and trying to get ready. If you're fed by this ministry and you would like to partner with us, there's several different ways that you can do that. You can go to our website, thepulsewv.com. Or you can text a financial gift to the Pulse. Text the word Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and write a check and put it in the mail, P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, 26624. Hey, good morning, Vince. Just wanted to thank the Lord for all of his wonderful works that he is doing in my life and my family's lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Vince, that's wonderful. We're seeing God do great things for you, and we just pray. Let me tell you something. If you are interested and you have if you need a tree cut down, you got something that you need done, Vince is the handyman who can help you. It's Vince, V-I-N-C-E, Lanham, L-A-N-H-A-M. Reach out to him. Good morning, Nelly. Hope you're Lockhart. Hope you're doing. Is that Lockhart? Lockhart. Yes. I had to look at that a little bit different. Good morning. Glad you're tuned in this morning, and glad to have you. Hope you're doing well. The But anyway, reach out to Vince and my sister and Brady. Her husband used him the other day to cut down a tree. So if you need some work done, he is available, and you can reach out to him on Instant Messenger. And that's Vince Lanham, L-A-N-H-A-M, and we would be it'd be awesome for you to be able to use Vince. And so we're glad, we're excited, and we want to help people to grow in their relationship with Jesus. Amen. I think it is so important that we do. So I am going to leave you with a song that I think that you will like. It's an old song. It's called "I Will Run." We need to run to Jesus. He's there with open arms. We love you all. We'll see you tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning, for the Pulse WV Live in the morning. God bless you and have a great day.
We hear your calling, Jesus. Can you hear the voice? just lift your voice to God. Come on, if you hear God calling you tonight, tonight, if you can hear the voice of God calling you, okay, come, calling you by name, waiting on you, would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you, I'm running to you, I hear you calling. Say, I hear you calling. Can you hear the voice of the Lord? Come whenever you need, whenever you need. I hear you. He's calling you by name. He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Come on, run after him aggressively. Pursue him. Pursue his presence.